Hi, y'all. My name is Danasia, and I'm a 22-year-old type A black girl from Las Vegas who just moved to New York City last year to work for L'Oreal as a financial analyst.
Hey, y'all. My name is Faith, and I'm a 23-year-old type A black girl from AZ living in Denver, working remotely for Cisco as a business analyst.
This season is finally here, and we can't wait to share more about our personal lives, working big girl jobs,
relationships, and life in general as type A black girls. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, guys. Welcome.
Everyone, welcome back to Season 8 of Type A Black Girls.
This is episode 8?
Episode 8, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we're getting up there. It's episode 78, to be exact, actually.
Yeah, 78.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what we're going to do when we hit our 100 episode, but that'll be a big deal for us. 100 episodes is a lot of work to get through.
You should have seen us for the past hour.
Scrambling, trying to get things together.
Yeah.
Faith is literally two floors below me right now in my business center because in my apartment, for some reason, us filming, we literally filmed last night a like, who are you most like / would you rather episode. Why do we listen back to it? And it literally gave season one quality where we were literally just echoing, sounding crazy.
Yeah.
Laughs are distorted. And we were like, we cannot put this out. We have now established ourselves on good quality.
Great. We can't
do this.
We can't go back. So it's on Patreon. It's on Patreon if y'all want it. It was a fun one. Honestly, looking back, kind of glad it went on Patreon because
I was gonna say we were a little unhinged. We usually are, but it was a little more than usual. So I think it's best that we have a little paywall for people that need to see that one.
Absolutely. Yeah. But Patreon.
Here we are.
Yeah, to Patreon, like I said, if you've ever bought coffee, you need to be subscribing to the Patreon. It's only $3. Y'all got it. I believe y'all. So we will be posting twice a month on there, some life updates. We are planning on doing a truth or drink, so we'll see. And then you can submit your questions to the free suggestion box. You don't have to be a Patreon member to get your question asked first, but just submit your questions, and we will answer them on this season, if not this season, next season, depending on when you submit it, because my days are dwindling in New York. And that's when we're recording the bulk of season 9, about 80% of season 9. So, but we are going to have online episodes as well next season as well.
Yeah. And as of right now, Faith has been here for the past like almost a week. And we've literally just been working, filming. So, we are back at it again today. It looks like we're in different locations. We're literally in the same building, but this is what we have to do for quality.
Exactly.
So let's go ahead and dive into this episode. Actually, classroom announcements, moms. I think we covered everything besides the book club.
Book club. Yeah. For book club, it says on Instagram that we will be having our book club May 5th. The day is traveling during that time. So we're going to do May 19th because we're both free that weekend. So May 19th at 7 p.m. EST. I'll put something on Instagram the closer we get to it. But the book is Before I Let Go by Kennedy Ryan. I'm about probably 75% of the way done. And it's getting good. Like it's been bits of spiciness, but it's about to get real spicy. So I'm very, very excited. Probably tonight.
Oh.
So it's really good. And you guys jot down your notes, but realistically, it's kind of like, we're going to probably talk about the book for about 25, 30 minutes, and then everything else will be girl talk. That's kind of what every book club turns into. So make sure you're in the group me that's in the link tree down below or on our Instagram bio and join the group me because that's where you'll get the most real live updates.
Yeah. And most of the times our group me girls know first. They're our top type A black girlies. So please make sure you're in our group me if you're not already. Mm-hmm. So let's go to dive into this week's question of the week. Moms, what's your dream retirement plan?
I was really initially I said I just want to be on a beach, which is absolutely correct. I definitely want a beach house. Like that's where I want to retire. But I want to make sure that my kids, everything's paid for my kids, depending on when we have kids, whether that's which their college funds to make sure that they have emergency funds to make sure I have a great life insurance policy. Well, me and Danny have a great life insurance policy. So when we do pass, they are lit.
It was just like, when we do pass, like, it was just so like I understand, but it was like, damn.
But like these are things you got to kind of think of, and like I
Yeah.
want, like my mom did her best to raise us, but like starting a family with a two-parent household, I haven't really seen. Like that's not conventional to me. So doing a conventional, probably living in the suburbs type thing, like that's going to be very, very new for me. And when we do end up getting our beach house, like I want my kids to have all the funds ready, like not spoiled at all, but they're good.
Comfortable.
They're comfortable. Like
Right.
not saying like if you don't want to work, you don't have to, but like if you want to take 2 months off, you will be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's mine. And probably have enough room so that like when family does come, we're good. But also beach house, but when it gets like cold, we have several houses around
Yeah.
that we can hop to and be like, oh, you want to go with your friends? Yeah, go to that house. Like things like that. So that's just really putting it on for my family and really breaking generational curses. What about you, moms?
Yeah, I feel like when you mentioned when I passed, it gave me PTSD to my mom because she's always like, when I die, y'all are gonna do it. And I'm just like, why do you keep saying that, lady? Like, please. I hate when they be saying that.
Yeah.
But for me, yeah, my goal for retirement is just rich auntie lifestyle. Like my if I'm having kids, they're spoiled. If I have nieces and nephews, they're spoiled as hell.
Yeah.
Also, I really like you guys know I love to travel, but I feel like retirement unlocks a new level of traveling. Like I will see so many older couples just like looking to like accomplish all things they never got a chance to do in their 20s, 30s, 40s, or however old they are. So I feel like I want to make a bucket list of like retirement things I want to do before I kick the bucket. Whether that's like I see all of the wonders of the world, or I'm visiting like every single major city in each continent, out like as many capitals as possible, and like all the major like travel destinations, like making a list of all the things I want to do, and anything that I haven't done within my 20s and 30s. And I'm pretty adventurous now, so I feel like a lot of that will get done, but I think it's only going to be amplified as I get older. So yeah, I feel like definitely being very adventurous, and then just being the family member that people can call when they need things. Like I think having it and being like, okay, I got you, cousin, or like, okay, like you need some of this, I got you. Like being able to be that person that's a go-to, I feel like is like a goal for me, because I just see myself as probably a giver and probably someone that the family member knows if something happens or if a funeral is coming up, like I can help pay for that type of thing. So really just being like a provider in that sense for my family. Yeah, that's what I kind of see myself as. And I hope I can graduate, I mean, not graduate, retire early. That's really the goal. I want to retire as early as freaking possible, because when I think about the fact that we got to work every single day for the next 50 something years of our lives, like I dead ass get a pit in my stomach. So the goal is to retire as early as possible. But also, if I am retiring, I want to be able to still be doing something that kind of keeps my brain like fresh, if that makes sense. Like I always say I dream of just being able to not work and like just be on a beach or just relax 24/7. But in reality, I know me and I would be bored. I think that'd be great for like a year and a half. And then I'd be like, let me get into something. So whether that's like starting a nonprofit or like doing something in my free time, like starting my own business, I could see myself doing that too. Or like a Dineja Foundation.
Hey, worked for me. I mean, it literally makes sense.
Listen.
As you were saying that, I was thinking of when you're saying rich auntie. I have a coworker. He listens to this podcast. What up, Steven? I know you listening in that car. And he like I think I talked about him once on the pod. We rocking with Steven because he rocking with us. And usually with like white people, I know what age you are. I don't know what age Steven is. All I know is they don't got kids, and they like not having kids. You got a good little retirement fund, okay? And they're like,
Okay.
and the thing is, I also don't know what age Steven is because he is very supportive of black people, and it's like he not cracking because he rocking with black people. I don't really know the science behind that, but that man has no wrinkles. Like I'm just sitting here like,
But that comes from not stress. I feel like people that don't be having kids, skin be immaculate.
immaculate. And then the
Not
thing,
a gray in sight.
not a great, like I have never seen his wife, and his wife is so accomplished. Like she has, I want to say, not a short story, but like she has put her film and film festivals and like won accolades and stuff.
Oh,
And I'm just like, she's living a life. Like Mr. Man's in STEM, she's in art, like this everyday we live vibes. And They're like, oh, we might like move to Mexico because like before the next election, like we don't want to be here with Trump. And I'm just like, points were made.
You know, that's what I'm talking about. Like, I really feel like retirement is kind of a second chance to live the life you never really got to live in your 20s. Like, I could see myself being 50 and being like, I technically don't really need to work anymore. Let me just take up any type of hobby or like career path I wanted to when I was younger, but I just didn't have the means to do it. And so why not?
You're going to be DJ D Nasty at 50?
I might do that today. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I can see myself doing that. Like, okay, yeah. Whatever career path I didn't get a chance to explore, like, we only have one life, but I feel like each decade has its own vibe, so.
Goodness gracious, it does. But yeah, like, I feel like more people aren't having kids, and I'm like, am I going to be the minority? Oh my gosh.
Bro, forget that. I'm like, who will my kids play with? Because it kind of depends on when the rest of my friends have kids. To be honest, to be fair, I think you are the only one that's like trying to have kids within the next like 4 years-ish. So I feel like
university degree, yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like honestly, I really don't know. But I do know for a fact your kid might be older than mine.
Oh, they gonna have your kids are gonna have some big cousins for sure.
Yeah. They're gonna be like, hey, look it up.
No, literally. Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited to retire, but I know I have a lot of years ahead of me. I realistically definitely want to go in sales. I've been told by several people that I should be going in sales. So that definitely is my next step. But right now I'm about to start a new role as a project manager. So it won't probably be for the next year to year and a half, but we'll see. I'm not putting any strong deadlines on anything because God will look at your deadlines and be like,
literally laugh.
That's so funny, bro. Okay.
We'll literally laugh. Right.
Watch it. Yeah. So I'm not really tripping. It'll come what it'll come. And literally like this whole week, we've been through some things. And I'm just like, if year one us went through this.
When I tell you the amount of just random boomerangs we've gotten to our plans and to our podcasting schedule, our life-to-life schedule, just everything you can imagine has hit us this week. So shout out to us for being able to mentally be strong enough to like be flexible. I think we really don't realize how strong it takes to be able to be flexible. There's power in routine, but to be able to be just like, okay, my plan is not going according to plan. Let me like quickly pivot and figure out what else to do is really difficult. And it takes a lot of like mental strength to be able to do this.
A lot. So, and for me, it's just like, okay, what is the solution? Like, if I'm stressed about it, I'm just going to continue my wrinkles. Like, what is the solution? What can we do better? Okay, let's go ahead and do that. And it is irritating, but I'm just like, it's irritating, but charge to the game. Let's keep it pushing.
And what can I control right now?
Right now. Go to the next step. Easier said than done, y'all. I need, like, for our younger viewers, again, I'm 24 and age 23. Like, this has been years of trying to become like this. I wish 18-year-old self could see me like, oh, like I would put on my resume in an interview is like, oh, like I'm very flexible. Like I can adapt to change. One little change, I'm literally camera off crying. Like,
yeah.
What?
Literally cut the cameras. The craziest thing is I'd be like, you know what? Like I'm so flexible. I love working in groups. The second that I'm in a group and other group members start making me mad and not doing what they're supposed to, I'm literally losing my shit in the back. So like tweaking out, eye twitching and everything. So I think we realize like those skills, quote unquote, are much easier said than done. They're fun to type out on a resume or type out to say, oh, I'm flexible. But in reality, being able to be flexible is like the biggest enemy to type A-ness. So
hugest. Absolutely.
Take B for real.
No, literally. Yeah. For today's episode, we actually made it within the last hour. We had to literally within the last hour. So today's episode is From Chaos to Calm, Spring Cleaning Your Environment and Mind. It is spring. So we're just gonna kind of go through a few topics on what we want to spring clean. And that'll be the episode.
Yeah, when I was thinking about this, it was because I was thinking of the fact that I really wanted to do a procrastination episode because I feel like I really struggle with that. And I feel like procrastination is my number one enemy, realistically, like in things that I'm trying to work on. And I was like, okay, spring cleaning, like it is spring. It's literally April right now. Like, what are things we want to declutter from our lives and from like 2024 in general? Because we did have a 2024 goals episode a couple episodes back. And timing wise, that was 3 months ago, even though you guys are just now seeing it. So we're trying to kind of see what we want to work on for the rest of the year and like revamp our lifestyles. So we have a couple topics here, a couple groupings that you guys can follow along with. Let's start off with financially, moms. What are some things that you want to spring clean with your life when it comes to your finances?
Yeah, so I want to say maybe 2 months ago, I did reduce my 401k and my Roth contributions because I was just very irritated on what I was seeing in my bank account versus what my gross pay was. So, I mean, and it only added maybe $100, but $100 can make or break the budget.
Listen.
So, yeah, so, but I was like, okay, well, this is 2 months where my company's not matching because I'm only contributing 1% and my company matches 4.5 for, I want to say, my or 401k, maybe my Roth. But I was like, okay, like realistically, I'm 24. Like, it's not that 2 months is really going to make or break anything. But we need to get back into it because you were living off of what you're making previously. How can we get back to that? Mm-hmm. So, and to that, also being intentional about my savings fund, even if it's $100 every 2 weeks when I get paid. And to that note, when I was adding another bullet point, I also want to be intentional about the money I get from my townhome after I pay my mortgage. I do have passive income from that, and I just keep it in my account or let like some subscription or some bill take it over. I'm not really intentional about that money, and I haven't been for like the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. Basically, more so the last year, because that's really when I've been getting like a decent amount of money back. So basically, the money that I get back from after I pay my mortgage, putting that into a high yield savings account, because I have it, but the amount of times I dip into that account, you can't, there's no yield that can be high. Like nothing's yielding. So being more intentional about my passive income, because that was the whole point of getting the house and to also have like a family home in Arizona. Because when we do end up moving back, whenever that is, that's where we will be, because that rent, well, it's literally peaches and cream compared to if we were to rent somebody else's apartment or something like that. So it's just really overall the theme for this year. I'm intentional about budgeting, but I'm not intentional about putting money into savings.
Mm.
So that's where I'm at. Because I when I see the TikTok girlies be like, I have 6 months of bills saved up in an emergency fund. I'm like, I need to get like that. Oh my God. Mind you, they're all in their like late 20s and stuff, but it's just like, I don't care. Not that I'm about to be in my late 20s, but I'm about to be in my mid 20s. I guess I am, unfortunately. Ugh, this hurt me. But hey, aging is a
luxury.
It's a luxury. Like I am breathing. I am healthy. My feet may hurt sometimes, but I just need to go to the foot doctor. So it's fine. But just being more intentional. What about you, moms?
For me, it was really focused on long-term investing because I keep on saying I want to do all these things and put money away. But it's just easier said than done because then things come up and I'm like, well, I need that money now. I can't worry about Danasia tomorrow. Danasia tomorrow will handle it. We've survived this long by ourselves, Danasia, but we need to figure out something different. So at the moment, if anyone wants to really get into like ETFs or Roths, let me know because I've been doing a whole deep dive and I'm going to try to invest in the VOO, which is the Vanguard S&P 500, which is kind of just takes all your money and just invests it into like the top 500. So that's my goal. It is a little bit hard trying to figure out what I put away long term because it is harder to like get money out of like a Roth or like a long term investment fund. So it's like once I put that money away, we really can't touch it in Asia. And that's the hard part. I like to touch it. I like to go back and make sure it's there and take a few out to just really make sure it's there and hold on to it and spend it.
Yeah.
So that's my goal at the moment. Also, trying to split up my savings to the point where I don't feel guilty when I save for like fun things. Cause I feel like right now I'm in this mindset where it's like savings are only valid in my head if I'm putting them towards bills or I'm putting them towards grad school in my case, which is what I'm trying to save up for at the moment. Things like that, it's like you can also put money towards things you actually enjoy doing. Like you can put money towards a trip and not feel guilty about it. You can put money towards a long-term investment if I want to buy a new bed or a new couch. And feel fine with that. And I think I really struggle with saving up for things that I know are not important or they're materialistic. but it still makes me happy. Yeah. And I'm only 23, so I should be allowed to see it for those things. So that's just kind of like a mental break that I'm trying to work on. And I've kind of talked about this a little bit on the pod, but like also just trying to find a consistent side hustle that will pay for dumb stuff. Cause I just like having that extra money that I know is not going towards anything important, but I know that I can spend it freely how I want and not feel guilty about it. As you guys can see, I guilt trip myself a lot about the things I spend on. But especially since the podcast was kind of going to be a side hustle, but realistically, the amount of money we spend on the pod versus make.
Goodness.
Yeah. We don't even go. The last should have told you enough. Okay. Long story short, the podcast is a bill. So whether it's like finding new sponsors for us or just finding a side hustle that can consistently pay for it until we have like enough viewers and like ad revenue to make up for the amount of money we spend on booking studio time and stuff. That's another goal that I have for this year. Cause that's really hard.
Yeah. I also want to tell the girlies, if you are working for a company that has employee stock program where like, for example, for me at Cisco, we basically like they pull our money for 6 months, they take it out and then they buy stock at 15% discount. And one of my like leaders that has been in the company she probably has an employee ID number that's like three or four digits. So like she's been here for life. And she's like, the smartest thing I can tell you to do is contribute as much percentages. So it's 1% to 10%. And if you have any emergency, you can pull it out. Mm. And I'm like, well, that's my emergency fund. Cause that's where all my money's going. Cause I'm like, where's my money going? To the emergency, to the stock program. So it hurts to see, but let's say like for example, my townhome flooded. I did have to dig into my emergency fund, but let's say I didn't have it at the time. I could have digged into my employee stock program. And one of my coworkers, one of my managers, her husband actually lost her job and she just cashed everything out and they were good.
Yeah. I would definitely say look into that because for me and also figure out whether or not, you know, you're going to be at that company for long and what it looks like to also transfer those funds out if you do want to leave your company. Yeah. And another tip I have as far as like money related, go to the person at your job that you know is making bank and ask them what their tips are on investing and saving, like just finances in general, because I have a coworker, love him to death. Like I went up to him because he's coming to work dripped out in Gucci every day, like giving me just the random, like he gave me a bag to like carry something in. And why did I turn around? It said Balenciaga, an all white bag, a Balenciaga branded bag. And I said, where did you get this from? Like,
richest store.
Yeah. I'm like, you work here, you make a buttload of money, like, but I know that you are probably investing this or you have another stream of income. And he literally just sat me down, like we scheduled like an hour's time slot, and he was like, these are all the things I'm doing outside of my job to make sure that I'm getting my money, and I have passive income, so it's not just coming from my check. So he gave me a bunch of books to recommend and watch and listen to. And child, y'all know me, nonfiction don't do it for me. I get so bored. So I'm really forcing myself to read through all these books. But go to whoever you feel like in your life or at work is really doing well financially, and then just pick their brain, because you're going to learn better from probably them than what I've been doing, which is like going on like Reddit threads or like Googling randomly. And since you guys are at the same company, they should also tell you how to invest or how to use your 401k at your company too. So that's good.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so on to physical health. Moms, what are some things you want to spring clean about your physical health?
Honestly, I'm really proud of myself for this one. Like, I have been going to the gym consistently. Like, I've really been in my bag with that one. And I feel like it just took me starting. Like, that was the hardest part. I will not lie, though. The hardest part still to this day is just eating enough protein. Eating enough food. Like, because you really won't see any type of progress until you really start putting in them calories and like actually like meal prepping. And I've been trying to do that, but I just don't have the appetite to be eating 110 or 20 grams of protein a day. Like, that's a man's diet. I don't have it in me. So I've just been like, girl, the amount of protein, where's my protein bar? I was eating it today. They're just so nasty. I just forced myself to eat I'm realizing going to the gym is the easier part for me now, because now I'm in a routine where it feels like if I don't go, I'm missing something. So like I'm in a routine to go, but shoot, if y'all got any tips on how to get your protein in, please let me know, because I just feel like it's not sustainable to be like drinking like 2 to 3 protein drinks a day and doing all this to get your protein intake in. Yeah, if you know, you know, it's a lot. But also going to Pilates consistently, that was my goal this year, and I have been doing that. Solid core whoops my ass every single time I go, but it's worth it. I'm not gonna lie, it'll snatch you up real quick if you're looking to get snatched up. And also train like a military level athlete, go to Pilates. And that will do it. Solid core specifically, which I realize is kind of more like strength conditioning. If y'all remember, I passed out the first time I took that class. And I said, we ain't no quitter, Denasia, we gonna go back. And the lady's like, you're doing good, like this is progress. So yeah, that's me, moms. What about you?
Yeah, I remember you saying, I think you said in the group me that the queso or the Quest chips tastes like Taco Bell.
Oh yes, that I will say that has helped. The queso Quest trips, damn. The queso Quest chips that yes. are the taco flavor tastes like Taco Bell. And that's pretty jam-packed protein. I also eat the Gatorade protein bars. And those have like 320 calories, like 20-something grams. But it's gonna taste bad, just letting you know.
Anything protein just tastes like diet to me.
It like, tastes like my literal brain... ass.
What? Okay.
Like it's so my bad. Brain... There's just I want someone to create protein flavored thing or good. Protein things that actually taste edible.
Yeah, because my brain will seek out the diet taste, like Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm.
No,
I'm not gonna lie. Even some gluten free. I've eaten gluten free. Like it's missing the gluten. I taste it.
Yeah. Bring it back. Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. What is it? My sister had left some gluten free bread. I said, what do you want me to do with this?
Right.
This junk is expensive, and I bought it. But I'm not an advocate for wasting. But gluten free, we're just gonna have to throw it in the trash.
Mm-mm.
I'm not eating.
My mom was in a gluten free era. Where she was just making everything gluten-free to the point where I'm like, why did the spaghetti noodles don't got no gluten in them? Like, I can taste the difference. It was just like OD. And I know that it definitely is healthier for you. Some people have gluten allergies, so you can't really escape it. But, child, I'm cool.
I'm cool. I will take out everything else. But give me that gluten.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie.
Like dairy's hard, too. Because dairy will make my stomach hurt sometimes. But I can't not eat cheese. I can't.
I can't. I literally can't. That sounds like a miserable life to lead. I'm sure your stomach is on flat, but what's that mind look like?
You want some cheese.
Well, you want some cheese. I know you want a little ice cream. And the dairy free ice cream, unless it's like coconut.
Literally. I will say milk is the only thing I can compromise on. Like I can do almond milk, I can do oat milk. That's great.
Yeah.
But everything else, it's slow.
For me, it is, I need to get back into juicing. At one point I was juicing like once every week, like every weekend. That was my hobby and it was so fun. But here's the thing. Okay. And if you live with the man or if you're about to, just know, like if you live with the man, you know, and if you're about to live with the man, heads up. I juice and I'm like, oh, sweets, do you want to taste? He's like, yeah. So let's say my taste is this. So I give him this. He's like, what is that? He's like, give me a cup.
What?
So then I give him this much. I said, that's not a taste. He goes, well, I want to taste it.
What happened to
this sipping? This is supposed to last us. Yes, exactly. Why are we sipping? And then he's like, and then I'm like, this is supposed to last us like at least 3 or 4 days. And he's like, well, I'll just give you some more fruit. I don't want to have to wash the whole thing again. I don't want to have to do that.
That's literally not the point.
That's not the point. And I have gotten out of the thought process of like a scarcity mindset. Like, I'm like, Faith, you can buy more vegetables. You can buy more fruit. But in my head, I'm like, it's the principle. Like, and I'm like, listen, all the things that man does, if he wants a cup of juice, pour that man a cup of juice. And I'm like, okay. All right. So it's a lot of thought process, like rewiring your brain. Like, I don't live alone, one. I got Walmart Plus. If we really need it, we can pay extra $10. It'll be here in 75 minutes. You see what I'm saying? But it's just like, it's the principle.
It's the principle. So, and also just the fact that men literally just eat so much. Why do y'all need three whole meals? Like, I just don't understand. And every single one gotta have meat with it. What are we doing? We need to have a meeting on this, because I've been waiting for this one. I just don't understand. Three full whole meals and snacks in between. And they want something sweet.
On the weekends, I'm just glad that, like, we can do, like, a late brunch and then just, like, an early dinner. Like, I really love it. But, like, if he's gaming and that bag of chips goes into that room, it's going to be empty.
Forget that. Buying groceries and they eat them up the first day. What are we doing? Like, thank God.
Can we ration? Can we ration?
Can we please? Like, it's just like, I don't know. I feel like if you're buying for a man food, at least the bill is going to go significantly higher. That grocery bill.
I am so scared. So, like, right now, like, this is my first time shopping at Costco, and, like, really meaning it. Like, we're getting, like, pounds of beef, like, six things of chicken thighs, six things of chicken wings, and it lasts us. It definitely does last us. But I'm just thinking, when we have kids, mind you, groceries are my bill. So let's say I try to spend 75, so we do like 300 in total, but if it's a Costco run, that it goes up to like 400, 500, just because, like, we have to bulk up, especially with toilet paper and tissue paper, because I also do the household things. But when we have children, and especially if they're boys that are in sports,
boys,
you might have to take over that bill.
Growing boys in general.
Mm.
Because the way that my brother, like, why didn't my mom, she was like, how come I just bought a new pie? And I go downstairs and it's there. I said, where's the pie? She goes into Buddy's room. Why is the empty pie pan just sitting on the side of his bed? Like, it was a late night snack. The whole pie? Like, another time he was 17. I'm like, he's a grown boy, I understand, but I'm so afraid if I have sons as children. I'm just deaf. I mean, daughters too, because I know girls can eat. But, like, oh my God, raising a growing boy? If you got a brother, you know.
And their shoes? The way they outgrow shoes, we gonna have to get, like, the extendable one. I don't know. But, like, over some months, because my little brother will ask for shoes, and I'm like, I don't know if I can give that to you. Because when I give gifts, I want them to be ran to the ground. And my little brother's uncles are about, like, 6'7", 6'8". So there's no telling how tall this little boy is going to be.
Man.
He's only 6 foot. He's literally 14. Are you kidding?
That's insane. And I think that's why I'm afraid. Because, you know, I just can't date nobody under 6'2". So I just know. I just know them kids gonna be big.
Big.
Man. I might have to perhaps dip to a 5'11er. Just to save me on some bills. Like. No, you're right. I'm not.
That's a problem for future in Asia.
It was fun to
not right
about.
Now.
That's why we got to. That's why them finance goals. We got to get that money up.
that funny up, because literally you don't even look at nobody that you can meet eye contact with. If you can look up, then you'll talk to them.
But to be fair, I am 5'3". I'm looking up to most people, like the general public. Yes. I'm looking up to, but yeah.
Yeah.
If you
can't look up, you're not talking to them.
If that that neck ain't crank,
it's slow. No, literally. But other than getting back to juicing, I also want to go back to working out 3 times a week. Bro, when I realized that, like, I was like, I have a month before we start recording, I got, like, really serious. And that was the first time in January where I worked out about 95% of the time in January, because I was so serious about looking good on the camera. This time around, I'm like, y'all gonna get what y'all gonna get. But I'm like, I have this House of CB dress that I'm wearing come June. Those corsets don't play. They get down. So I could fit it a few, basically about a month ago, but like I'm like, I've been eating. I ate 8 Gushers in a weekend. So we're gonna have to tighten up. And literally before I left, Dammy was like, when we come back from New York, like we have to go on a diet. And I'm like, you're right. But if we do it together, we can hold each other accountable because we're both big snackers. So we'll definitely see. But yeah, I don't like to waste, and I have to fit into the Heist's House CB dress. So if for nothing else, I have to lose weight for that. So I think I don't weigh myself because that's how I get into body dysmorphia, because I'm like, I don't feel that weight. Huh? But the thing is, like, if you've never heard this phrase, it's like very prevalent in my family. Bread makes your booty spread. So I might get in, I might have to do a little bit of like gluten-free, but more so like garbanzo-based, like spaghetti noodles and things like that. My sister loves that stuff and she's vegan. And she kind of has like a gluten allergy a little bit, based like with her acne and stuff. So I'm gonna have to unfortunately be making some healthy choices. It's not gonna be fun.
Bread makes your booty spread. It sure do.
I
Bread,
do.
oats,
Yeah,
rice and
I'm big.
beans.
Right.
That'll do it.
And I'm going to have that for dinner. That's why it's starting after we come back from New York.
Right.
It's absolutely freaking not. I'm eating that spicy Jamaican food. But we
Y'all. And listen. Let me just preface this by saying, like, at least for me, I have a pretty spicy tolerance. Like, I can eat some spicy food, and actually, I prefer a little spice. I be throwing Cajun seasoning on everything for no reason, for the most part.
Wow.
But I,
Okay.
the spicy yesterday that we had on this jerk chicken, mind you, my scalp was itchy in the back. I'm eating the spice. I was just overstimulated to the point where I just started like walk. You know, you just start walking around like, like I was panicked. It was a lot going on. I don't know what was going on with that jerk chicken. It tasted way better today, though.
Yeah. I think because we knew, but like I was like, hey mom, just letting you know, like it is a little bit spicy, but I think my pain, my spice tolerance isn't as good because I'm comparing it to Dammy, and he's like, I will literally make something like I'm thinking it's spicy. He's like, oh, this is just well seasoned. I'm over there like his Nigerian, like they don't play. They get down
Yeah.
with all the pepper, the pepper flakes, all that stuff. So, but I was like, maybe I don't want to be like, oh, it's too spicy. You shouldn't eat it, because like we got the large platter.
Of course.
Of
Of
course,
course.
it was only $5 extra, and I'm not gonna hold you. The plantains did help. They probably gave me 5 whole plantains in that container. Like, that's some of the best $5 I've ever spent in my life.
Period.
There was a lot of plantains in there, and it was good too, because not everybody can make plantains. But yeah, y'all. let's get into a
Let's
friendship
look.
why.
Yeah, I was gonna say, friendship wise, what are some spring cleaning you want to do?
I'm not sure when I started doing this, but I was just like, like I feel like when I FaceTime my friends all the time, like it's not a reciprocal thing, so I'm just gonna stop. And I think I tried this in college, and it's just like they're just not gonna FaceTime me, because realistically for me, like FaceTiming is like a love language for me. And a few of my friends have done better about it. Like, and I realized just some people are not FaceTime people. And like if you FaceTime them, cool, but they're not like consistently FaceTiming. That's how I would rather FaceTime than call. I want to see your emotions. So getting back into like doing what I love to do, which is FaceTime my friends, because I haven't talked to a few of them in some time, like maybe text here and there, but I'm like, long distance friendships is already straining. Unless you see it on my close friends, I'm not really a texter for real. So I'm like FaceTiming even once a month, and that's a lot of recap is what's going to be needed. Because come late summer, early fall through, that's going to be a very busy time of my life. So I'm going to try to use this downtime to like catch up with all my friends and really do my due diligence of having long distance friends. Because that's other than Lavi, my little brother, my little sister that live in Colorado, everybody else is long distance.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that, and then yeah, that's really my biggest thing that I just need to start back up of with my friends, because everything else is good. What about you, moms?
Yeah, literally same. I mean, as you guys know, I'm not a texter. Like, texting is just not it for me at all. So yeah, I actually kind of stopped doing the whole scheduled call thing. Like, I'll just call you. If you're not free, you won't pick up. Or I'll just be like, I'll tell my friends, I'm like, literally just call me. Like, if you need me, literally just call me. Cause I'll probably answer the phone and be like, I'm busy right now, but I'll call you back. And it'll be top of mind to call you back. And then we'll just talk. And for me personally, I'm actually more of a caller because out with my friends, I realize in most of my friendships, I'm actually not the yapper. Which is, yeah, I realized that. Cause I remember I was on the phone one day and I was like, I've only said like 3 words this whole call. I just had her sitting up there and I just had her playing like a podcast. And I was like, just listening the whole time. So I realized it's just easier for me to just like FaceTime sometimes, perhaps, if I feel like that, but really just call and then just listen and talk. And then when it gets to me, I yap for about like an hour and a half. And then the call ends up being like 3 hours. But either way, I realize not scheduling it has made my anxiety go down so much because I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so stressed about trying to schedule a call. And are you free this day? Like, I will just call you. And if you're free, you'll pick up. It does result in phone tag sometimes, but I feel like it is what it is. We're grown.
That's just adulting friendships. It's phone tag.
Yeah.
And then we'll pick up.
And the good thing is that I've really been consistent about like planning trips to see my friends. And that's kind of been like something that we look forward to. So that's been helpful too, because it's like, that's kind of like a reset. Like once we see each other, it's like, okay, I'll see you in however many 3, 6, or 9 months, but at least I got to see you. Yeah. And that feels like a reset to our friendship. So other than that, I have no things. Out of all of these buckets, I think friendship wise, that's probably the one I'm doing the best in. So
I definitely say that. Moms, what about you for habit wise, just overall?
Yeah. So I try to think about this as like habits I'm trying to work on. And the main one is like trying not to be as much of a night owl, because I feel like I'm more productive at night. Like once the sun goes down, I'm like, ooh, I got to get that done. I just start getting random things done. And then I end up going to sleep mad late. So I'm really trying to like actually work on getting things done in the daytime, because I feel like when the sun is up, I actually am more productive, which, hey, science was right. So I'm really trying to do that. And also just stop procrastinating. This has literally been my kryptonite since I was literally like 9, since I started like stressing about things, because you know, type A girlies, we start stressing in freaking middle school. So I just feel like I'm really trying to work on limiting the time between I think about I need to do something and me actually doing it. Like if I'm like, oh, I forgot I gotta mail that off, get up and do it right now. Like it'll take 5 minutes, get up and do it right now, versus like letting it linger in my mind. And then I wake up thinking about like, oh shit, I forgot to do that. So I'm really trying to work on like giving myself a max amount of time that I can let it stay in my head before I actually have to do it. And I saw a quote that said, procrastination is the cost of the life you could have lived. Woo, that did it. I said, let me get up right now.
Let me get up.
Yeah. So whether it's even just like making a list of like the top 3 things I need to do today, like life or death, I need to do it today. That's been really helpful too, because, you know, I love just feeling like I'm checking things off a list. That's my main thing. And then also just, I've been pretty consistent, especially with the book club, with like reading. And like I said, my coworker gave me a list of all these freaking nonfiction stock market books to read. So I'm reading that. But like habit wise, my goal was to get back into reading and to be a health wellness girl. And that I've been doing. So I'm really proud of myself for that. But it's just like being consistent and not stopping those habits because you have a hard week. That's the hardest thing. Like if I have a hard week, I'm like, forget it. I'm not going to do all that. But it's like, those are the weeks where I really should be practicing the habits even more, because then I'll be able to like, you know, get through it. But that's me, moms. What about you?
So I need to get back into knitting. I was doing really good for like 2 weeks. And the thing is, I didn't let a broken, like I was knitting and then the yarn just broke. And I was like, this is irritating, but let me just try again.
Right.
Tried again. It broke again. That's my 13th reason. I said, okay. What? So I just put it in my bedstand and it hasn't got touched. I literally have 2 different types of yarn. I got a full knitting starter beginner's kit, and I just need to get back into it. Now, if knitting just isn't my thing, and if the yarn breaks one more time, I'm just going to go to crocheting.
Yeah.
Because I can't handle getting like 2% through and then the yarn breaks. I didn't know it was a thing. I guess I was just pulling too hard, but it's just like, I wanted to make sure it's tight. Like, no, nobody said that in the tutorial. Okay. I had to listen to the tutorial on 0.5 speed because she was going too fast. It was a lot. Yeah. And then I have been seeing this thing on Instagram called a silent book club in Denver. And it's just like, this is very intentional about being more intentional about reading, things that are other than spicy books. So,
nothing wrong with that.
There is nothing wrong with it. I think this is my spicy book era. You know what? I'll take that back. I'll just be reading spicy books because that is what fuels my reading. Like, in order to get to 16 books this year, it'll all be spicy books because, frick, this is fun.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun. Like, let me go into a whole nother world. I don't know about the whole fantasy world stuff, but I can do the regular corporate, like, I can do that stuff.
I eat the fantasy world stuff up. Like, ever since a kid, like, being obsessed with like Mortal Instruments, like Hunger Games, like dystopian worlds, I can still eat that up. It's just hard finding ones as adults that aren't corny.
I'm like, I can't believe this. This isn't real. They were talking about a KOTAR, a Court of Thorns and Roses.
Oh,
they're good.
Me and Mia are like reading that one at the same time.
Okay.
That one I'm very excited for. Like, if I don't know if I mentioned this before, being my friend Mia, we have the same taste in books. So, like, I'll read a book and then we'll swap and she'll read it. And then we'll be like, okay, now you read it. So we have like a mini like book swap going on, so that we're only purchasing one book at a time.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't know. I think that I just need to get in it. I'm currently like a little bit apprehensive. Like, I'm just going to go with what I know right now. Maybe eventually I've heard grand things about it, but I don't want to read it and be like, this was overhyped on white book talk.
I heard. I also did hear the second one of the series is better though, so that might also be, you know.
I don't want to have to get to a second book, but we'll see. We'll see. But I definitely want to do a silent book club because I have been wanting to prioritize solo dates, and that's definitely something I could do. But also be around people that have similar interests as me, and then also. Obviously, I listened to my therapist, but I used to write down everything she said and like think about it and like go back to my notes app. I have to stop writing stuff down. I'm just like, girl, if he's paying this much money, write what she's saying down. And sometimes it's hard for me to focus on writing and listening to her. So I don't know. I have to figure that out. But just kind of get back into writing what she says down. And when she gives me homework, not just doing it in my head and doing it last minute. The next time I have an appointment, actually writing it down. So, yeah, those are kind of my biggest things: knitting, reading, and then writing down some maybe even top five for my therapy sessions, because this lady's getting a lot of money out of me. Let's just say that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna hit my deductible for sure at the end of the year, probably November, September. But moms, on the relationship and dating kick. What are some spring cleaning or new things or updated things you want to do in this category of your life?
So for me, you guys will hear in this upcoming season, like dating wise, I'm not gonna lie, I've kind of been cool off things. If you guys have been on the Patreon, you've heard about Atlanta Man. I'm just kind of cool off actually like pursuing dating. I'm kind of just allowing things to find me. But a big part of that is like I saw on TikTok a girl talking about limerence. And I didn't realize I do this. If you guys don't know limerence, maybe I should just look up the actual definition so I can read it so I don't get nothing wrong. But essentially the way I interpret it is like a state, or at least on Google, it says a state of overwhelming and an unexpected longing for emotional reciprocation from another human, which is often perceived as perfect but unavailable. So the way I interpreted that and the way the girl on TikTok said it was like you will build a fantasy about this person and you don't really know nothing about them. It's like having a crush, like, but like on steroids. Like, you will be obsessed with them. You're like, oh my God, he's perfect. And you make excuses for things that they do because you are kind of like romanticizing them in your head. And if you're a lover girl or like a girly that loves romance, I feel like this is very, very easy to get into the trap of. And my goal for this year, dating wise, is to not be using limerence towards these men. Like, whatever I have as a fantasy in my head, taking that down and being like, what are the facts? What is he doing? What are the actions? Like, take everything of what he's doing at face value. If he's being non-reciprocal or he's not communicating well, maybe it's because, you know, making excuses in your head for what he's doing. No, girl, he don't like you. Like, getting real firm with yourself and realizing like, okay, I can't romanticize this man because in reality, what he's doing is probably exactly how he feels about you. So, yeah, that's my goal, because I feel like I romanticize things a lot. And in reality, whenever I have a crush, that's just a new man that I just make a fantasy and daydream about. Like, that's my new character when I'm thinking about fantasies when I go to sleep. Like, that's really what it is with a man. So avoiding limerence is a big thing for me. And I feel like it's very easy said than done. I mean, I still probably need to work on this, but definitely just taking dating at face value. And if someone's not giving you your needs the first couple interactions, it's not going to change the further along you go. Unless he's really truly going through something and he's said that. But in reality, it's probably not that. Like, he probably either has another girl or he's not interested or he's not committed. So I guess just being really firm with myself on things like that. Yeah. What about you, moms?
Sure. For me, like I said previously in the habits category of this pod, start prioritizing solo dates again at least once a month. When I was living by myself, like, I would take myself out to brunch on Sundays. I would have just a day where I just rotted and I just did things for myself, which was basically put a face mask on and watch Netflix, like, you know, without a man, because obviously when I lived in North Carolina, nobody was in my apartment. So going back to really prioritizing solo dates, because I live with a man, like, I need to, sometimes I feel like you can lose yourself when your relationship, especially a long-term relationship, and just I want to do everything with you because, like, you are my significant other. But getting back to, who is Faith solo kind of thing.
Yeah.
Before we get married, because, I feel like with that title, it's going to be, I need to be a wife. You know, I feel like I'm going to be extreme. It's me. I'm an extremist is what it is. It's 0 to 100. It's either 0 or 100. So just trying to get back to, what does Faith like? What does Faith want? What does Faith want to do solo? And it's hard because when I start doing that, Dammy's also going to want to start doing that. And I don't like when he does things by himself because it's just like, why don't you want to bring me? So why don't you want me in your presence? But it's not, you kind of have to just rework that. It's not that. It's not that negative self-talk. It's he also needs time by himself.
Yeah.
So, which is easier said than because why don't you want to be with me? But bro, we're going to be married. Like, it's fine. It is literally fine. Right. So that, and then also on the relationship front, having dedicated us time other than date night. Of course, like, pretty much weekly we do date nights. Right now we're alphabet dating, which is fun, but that's once a week. And sometimes work can kind of get in the flow of things and chores. And just like, if Sydney's sick or Sydney's ping, it can throw off the whole night. So really having doing kind of spur of the moment stuff that isn't date night, but it's this is for the betterment of us and things like that. And just being like, oh, I saw this cute thing on TikTok. When you get home, we're going to do this. You see what I'm saying? Or he bought us some Lego sets. So surprising him with a Lego set date night. Right. It's just been sitting there. We just have not done it. You know, just kind of being more intentional with things that are not date night. Because when we have kids, those spur of the moment things are going to be non-existent. So yeah, those are kind of mine for me for relationship and dating.
Yeah, and I feel like also it's a lot easier said than done, but I feel like for quality time, girlies, quality time, man, it's more than just spending time with each other. It's actually being intentional about what you're doing with that time. So I feel like doing that is going to be make or break for real, especially once you guys have kids and it's we don't really have time to actually be with each other intentionally. So we need to figure out how to make daily life fun for us.
Exactly. Literally exactly. It's I had a whole university degree until I have kids, start having kids. So we got right now we in our freshman year.
That's insane to think about. Once that senior year comes around, graduation.
I'm going to have to get off this birth control, and I don't know what those emotions are going to look like.
Oh, God.
I've been on birth control since after our first year. That's when I got on it. So I've been on birth control basically for about 3.5 years.
That's literally been your whole adult life.
And our whole relationship other than the first year. So I don't even know who I am without birth control. So that's going to be...
Oh my God. Yeah. We could have a whole debrief on that alone. Like, birth control is so scary.
So scary. I was so scared to be on it, but my period cramps were so bad. I was rolling on the floor every 28 days.
Yeah.
I definitely do have latter periods now. It's The amount of pads I had to go through at night. Oh
Really?
my, yes, moms, it was bad. I would have to change it at least once a night in the middle of the night. Like I had a really bad period cramps. At one point, I was taking so much Aleve, and my cramps were so bad. I was living with my dad. I had to go to urgent care, and they were like, "What medicine do you take?" I was like, "I take like six Aleves a day." She's like, "That has naproxen in it. You, I'm surprised you're alive." Because at that point, I was like under like 110 pounds, and you're only supposed to take naproxen three every 24 hours.
Oh. But
But
when them
my cramps
cramps
were.
get to when them cramps get to cramping, you just start taking any pill you need to relieve it.
I don't care. Literally, I was taking so much Aleve, and my cramps still were not subsiding.
Damn.
Like I was just like sobbing, and my dad was like,
What
"What
do
do
I
you do with
do?
this? What do I do?" Like, you know, because that was the first time I had lived with him for the summer. But yeah, that junk. Yeah, shout out to birth control, but it definitely did attribute to my weight gain, and I don't know who I am without birth control. So that'll definitely be an episode in a few years.
Yeah, no, literally. I'm not gonna lie. I will have like maybe 2 to 3 terrible periods a year, but I got really blessed with like just having a pretty easygoing period. The first day I'll be fighting for my life, but after that I'm pretty
Yeah.
solid. The first
Wow.
day, luckily I think my body knows to start my first day. I usually start on Fridays. I've
Oh,
never
wow.
like my I think my body just knows. Like I've never started like when I'm at work or like at school, it's always like at the start of the weekend. But it ruins my whole weekend. But at least I'm at home.
No, facts,
Yeah.
facts. Dammy gonna say, when that red demon come, I'm sitting here
She
like,
has a
ooh.
name, like
I'm like, what are you? I'm like, oh, my period. He goes, yeah, I'm at work, so I didn't want to say that. Red demon is not any better.
Red Demon actually sounds way worse. And now she's aggravated and she can sense when you're mad, so now my cramps are really gonna be bad. Like,
Oh my God,
be for
told
real.
you with birth control, it's very rare that I have cramps so bad where like I'm debilitated. They might be like definitely day one, day two cramps. Like if that's regular, like. No amount of birth control is really gonna help that for real. But other than that, like I barely bleed now.
Wow.
So great. And it wasn't like that. Like I'm on year 3.5. Like that wasn't always the case, but birth control definitely did help, but it does not work for everybody. And my mom had to get off of it because it made her crazy. And hence why I'm here.
And that's why I'm literally so afraid of that. I don't think, to be honest, I don't think I'll ever go on it because I'm just genuinely afraid of the emotional side effects. Like, the physical I think I can take, but like the way that people say it will literally make them either batshit crazy or
Suicidal.
depressed. I just, I
Yeah.
can't, and I can't deal with feeling like I'm not myself. And that's why I don't know. It's scary.
Yeah. And my so the thing is, like, I think I didn't get the trait of birth control made me crazy, but like if you ask Dammy, depending on the day, I don't know. It's like I don't know if this is faith or this is the birth control, but
Right.
like I've had it for so long. But like with my little sister, it also made her crazy. She was like, and the thing is, my sister's a very like natural homeopathic vegan girly, so she would rather throw up because of cramps than take medicine. So, if you want to be Superwoman, cool. It never gave that for me, though.
Yeah, me
I'm
neither.
popping them.
Oh,
Are
God. I'm
you
bringing out the
kidding?
heating pad, like, regardless.
Every time. You know, I sleep with a heating pad. My sleep routine, heating pad, headphone.
Bro, I'll look over and I'll be like, is she alive? Because when I tell you, the second I get in that bed, I'm just sprawled out. It don't take much for me to go to sleep. I'll be knocked out. But I look over, I'm like, she got the headphone playing Bob's Burgers, the heating pad plugged in, the eye mask. She's wrapped head to toe. I'm like, where's she at? Is she alive? I'm like, let me not turn this heat on because she gonna overheat under that blanket. Like.
Bro, literally. And the thing is, I only do headphones when I'm with around other people. Usually it's Bob's Burgers playing on the TV, but Dammy's been saying it's not fair that Bob's Burgers can play every single night and I can't play my stuff. So unfortunately, I think I'm gonna have to change the routine and give him like 3 days to watch his stuff, which I'm just like, you're throwing off my routine. And I can only go to sleep to Bob's Burgers because I can visualize it in my brain. Because I have my eye mask on. That's how I do it. I could do Bob's Burgers. I could do Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I could do Modern Family. But if you put on Amazing World of Gumball, I don't know those
Right.
episodes.
I'm
The
saying right
last
like
thing.
I do that. I have to be asleep in complete silence and darkness. That's the only way. going to sleep with a TV on, I'm like, turn it down. Like, I can't. It needs to be silent. It needs to be dark. And I can go to sleep like
that's
that.
That's my little sister.
Yeah.
When we cruised, she was like, I was like, sissy, like, can we please keep the TV on? She's like, yeah, on like volume 8. I'm like, bro, I need volume 27 at minimum. Like, she's like, so we.
27 minimum is crazy. I'm turning the brightness down. I'm putting that TV on a timer. Like, if it's going to be on, it's not staying on all night.
My electricity bill, like, that's why I pay for electricity, because I leave the TV on all night.
That's crazy. I will leave the TV on all day, though, just to have background noise, though. I will say that.
So it's like trade for trade.
Yeah.
8 hours.
Yeah. But still, yeah. At night, though, I need that room to be sanctuary. Mm-mm. Yeah. Mm-mm. But shoot. Goals.
Goals. Yes. Moms, what are the signs to know when you need to take a step back and declutter your life?
Well, first, goals-wise, what are some things you wanted to work on? I mean, I just wrote these down as just things that the girlies can keep in mind. But if you're looking to kind of declutter goals-wise, I would say look back at your vision board of what you made. Or if you didn't make one, just like anything you jotted down or you had in mind for the beginning of the year. And figure out, okay, are things I'm doing every day actually working towards those goals? Because if my daily routine is not accomplishing anything on that list, like, what was the point? And also keep in mind, you can edit your goals. Like, just because you put that in stone, like in December or January, does not mean that you got to stick to that the entire year. They're not set in stone. But the main thing for me was kind of looking back at my like vision board and being like, okay, am I actually working towards these, or did I just write it down to feel good about myself? And sometimes it's the latter. So yeah, that's goals wise. But yeah, let's move into the signs to know when you kind of need to take a step back and how to know when you need to start decluttering.
Yeah, for me, the biggest sign is, what does that bedside table look like? Between my squishies and maybe some wrappers and maybe some water bottle, undrank, like halfway, third of the way drink water bottles. I think Iyanla needs to fix my lifestyle vibes. Like, honestly, your bedside table is a good indicator of how your life is going. And that thing is cluttered. And also what's going on going on up here. Also starting to clean up your physical environment and taking stock of what does my bedroom look like?
Mm.
Is it vacuumed? Is there gum and candy and snacks from just late night wanting to eat some late night stuff on your bedside table? Like, what does your bedside table look like? Also, what does your room look like? What's underneath that bed look like? Are we just throwing stuff under there? Because I did have an era back in high school where that's where all my stuff went. And if a clean room can honestly solve a lot of problems. So go ahead and try to clean that room and see how you feel after. I'm sure you won't feel worse than you did before. Also, if I'm eating out too much and not eating as many vegetables and more sugary things, I know it's time to get back to faith, who faith is. Because I love sugar, but we were talking about it yesterday. I was like, this is why I don't buy Gushers, because I will eat them in 3 days.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just an extremist when it comes to sugar. So that's why I really try, like, I try to do, like, natural sugars, like juicing and things like that, and, like fruit pops and things like that. Because I can't take sugar out, but I can do healthier sugars. So, yeah, that's kind of how I know, let's take a step back and get back to who faith actually is. What about you, moms?
Yeah, for me, it's kind of realizing I start trying to sleep more. I start wanting to rot all the time. Like, I just start feeling a little disconnected. Or if I start being more disconnected or distant from the people that are close to me, that's kind of when I'm like, okay, Tanisha, like, you're not really handling life as healthily as you could. Also, like, if I just start waking up and feeling anxious for no reason, like, the day ain't even started yet, girl, what's wrong? And I'm like, why am I feeling like this? That's usually when I know I probably need a reset, or like, there's something that is making me anxious that I'm not confronting yet. Also, when my house is a mess, if my house is a mess, I am like, I'm losing it. And I will usually look around, and like, after a rough week, my house will be like, there's just shit everywhere. So that's usually how I know, like, okay, we need to take a step back. But yeah, mainly the anxiety thing. Like, if my anxiety is just through the roof for no reason, that's how I'm like, okay, we need to reevaluate what deep down is actually making me feel this anxious. And what can I do to solve it? Because usually it's something I have pushed to the back of my mind that I'm not dealing with just yet. But yeah, that's me, moms. I think we have one more thing, which is kind of like for the girlies, how you can take it a step further. Like, let's say we gave you all these tips and you're like, girl, that's still not helping.
Yeah.
Practice forgiveness and letting go of past resentments. That's a big one. A lot of the stress or anxiety you might feel in your life is probably due to something that you're pushing, like I said, to the back of your head that you're not, maybe you're not mentally ready to deal with it, but the second you do, you'll probably feel weight lifted off your shoulders.
Yeah. Another one is seeking therapy or counseling if needed. I know this is an expense that potentially you may not be able to afford. And sometimes, if you're going to that one specific friend and trauma dumping, that may honestly take a toll on your friendship because I definitely have been there. I'm like, oh, I want to help. I want to help. Tell me your problems, but I don't have a degree. So even if it's going to your mom and being like, I don't know how to do this, please help. And I can't afford therapy. You're the closest thing to it because you've lived life,
Yep.
you know, or just that older cousin or aunt that you trust and you know they're going to give you good advice. I really would stray away from going ham on your friends because it can get real trauma dumpy real fast.
Yeah, especially if you are the one constantly dumping and they have their own stuff going on, and it's like, dang. I've been on both sides of that spectrum where it's like, for one, I've been on the listening side where it's like, I'm also at a zero and you're at a zero, but I'm taking a step back and letting you speak so that we can solve your problems first. But sometimes it's like, I got things going on in my life too.
Facts.
Right.
Huge, huge, huge facts.
Also cultivating a positive mindset with affirmations and positive self-talk. You guys will hear in the next season of me talking about like me starting therapy and my crazy therapist, Margaret. But she did eat with one thing. She said, how you talk to yourself is how you think, and your thoughts really do manifest into like your actions and what you do day to day. So really like trying to work on how you talk to yourself, like, and even just how you approach situations. It's like, oh, I gotta go to work. I get to go to work. Like I have a job. Like really having a grateful mindset can change a lot. And it's like we said, with every single thing, easier said than done, but it really does kind of help you be more appreciative of your life.
Yeah, I will say having a grateful mindset, I don't know when it shifted. It wasn't like it wasn't that it wasn't an intentional mind shift, like, oh, January 31st, I'm gonna be grateful. But like when I was doing my job search, it was like, okay, I'm doing all that I can, all that I can control. As of right now, I do have a really good paying job with benefits. Like really, really taking stock of what do you have
Right.
before comparing. And comparison is really the thief of joy. And I definitely am still working on this, but being grateful and being like, okay, well, what do I have?
Yep.
What was I praying for months before? Now I'm here, but I'm not being grateful for it.
Yep.
You see what I'm
And
saying?
it could
Like
be way
how.
worse.
And we, if you literally just scroll on TikTok, any social media, you can see who has it way worse. But another one is surrounding yourself with supportive and uplifting people.
Yep.
And with that, I was thinking like, okay, like when you talk to your friends or family, take note of how they make you feel. Like, do you need to speak up more and or limit the access they have in your life? Like, and this is hard because a lot of people are like, family, like blood is thicker than da 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 da. But I'm now realizing as an adult, like I only respect this very small few of my family, a very small portion of my family, because for one reason or another, and it's just like, if I see you, I see you. Cool, I'll respect you. Like I'll be respectful towards you, but I'm not going out of my way to call you or do anything for you or whatever. Because what have you done for me? Like, you see what I'm saying? And I understand the phone works both ways. But some of our older generation just does not get that. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. Because I told my dad that I said, look, growing up, you told me the phone works both ways. And I did not like that because I'm seven.
Right.
Okay. That makes no sense. I need you to call me. And as a people pleaser, that was very hard because, like, I was just like, I need to be respectful and things like that. But, like, you have to say what your needs are.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you know you can sleep with your actions, then do it. And it doesn't really matter what they say because you got it out. And that's a big step in and of itself. Just saying it.
Saying it.
Telling my dad, I need you to call me and I need you to actually be a dad. I had to play itty bitty piggy before I went into that freaking brunch to talk to him about that.
Right. Just to gear up.
I need to gear up because the way my stomach was in knots. Like I was ready to just go back home. I was in the parking lot like, but like,
and that's how you know it needed to be done. If you felt like that, like I feel like if you really do take inventory of how you feel before you talk to somebody or even after, like there's been times I've left interactions and I'm like, that drained me. I don't think I need to be around that person anymore. Or if I'm like dreading like speaking with them or I'm dreading the interaction, it's like, it's probably because they're not meant to be in your life. That's probably what it is. And realistically, God will give you signs through like how you feel about the person and you don't even know. You're like, where is this coming from? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take note of that.
And if not, they need to not be in your life. You need to speak up about how you feel because they might also be feeling that way.
Yeah. Or whatever the situation is, like you need to get it off your chest.
Oh, off your chest. Get that thing off your chest because it's debilitating every other
section of your life. Leading into other parts of your life. Exactly. That'll do it.
Take it from us. But realistically, I don't know how long this episode was. Do we even have time for why would you say that?
It's 1:10.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I'm not going to lie, y'all. We've been filming every single day. I don't really have many why would you say that's left, but I will dig. I will give it a try.
I'm not going to hold you. Our Patreon episode was just full of why would you say that. It's like, I used my why would you say that I was going to use for this episode, yesterday's episode, because I thought yesterday's episode was going to be today's episode. So, I mean, we gave y'all so many gems this time around. Maybe just sit with it.
You know.
Hey. Get a pen and notepad out.
Yeah. Okay? I mean, when I tell you this episode is about to end and I'm literally about to post it right now. So this is coming to you guys. This is probably the freshest you guys have ever received an episode. So I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Please make sure to subscribe, comment, check out all our links. I got them all on a pretty little link tree.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll talk to you guys next week.
Love y'all.
Bye.
Bye.